This is Edward G. Robinson. Today I'm playing a familiar role, but with a not-so-familiar twist. My quarry is a murderer's. I can hear a voice. Her song is sweetly persuasive, soft to the ear. She steals quietly about in the silence of the night, or comes in unexpectedly in the heat of the high noon. She gives no warning of her approach. She tends to seek out warm, inviting places where the food is good and the lodging is comfortable. But do not be fooled by her lilting song, for those can die. That is why I was called in on the case. Her victims were mounting, a reign of terror laying a deadly net over this village in northern Lebanon. She had been seen in several places, but the local police were at a loss to cope with her. My job? Find the murderers. It was about 10 in the morning when my assistants and I climbed out of our jeep into the sun-baked main street of this small village. We brought our equipment with us. If and when we found the she-demon, she wouldn't live long. We would see to that. The chief contacted us presently and told us we might use his house as headquarters. It's a mud house like the others, whitewashed inside. We asked the chief to round up as many villagers as possible for questioning, and soon they make their appearance. An old man approached me cautiously, reaches out a thin hand as if to touch me. He has never seen me before, but he will see me again, often. A woman tries to quiet her crying child. He looks ill, but his lusty lungs fill the room. Now the room is ringed with men and women seated on mattresses on the floor. It's time to begin the questioning. I ask for a description of the wanted female. There are many answers. She's been seen at the village well, in the huts of the people. She seems to be everywhere at once. They all know her, hate her for what she has done to them. Their eyes look up at me dark with fear. I try to calm them with the knowledge that soon she will be apprehended. But their eyes doubt my words. And then her voice is heard in the room. The murderess has returned to the scene of her crime. And it's time for us to go to work. In northern Lebanon, and in many other countries, the word mosquito, the female Anopheles mosquito, to be precise, is synonymous with murder. For her bite can inflict dreaded malaria, the disease that wastes away the population of tropical countries. That is why the WHO, the World Health Organization, has sent me here with a team of trained experts. We're going to spray this village with DDT, test the adults and children for malaria, and when cases are found, administer anti-malaria tablets. Our object is to rid the village of malaria and its carrier, the murderous mosquito. It's not an easy job. First, we must fight local prejudice against the unknown, the different. We must instill confidence in these peoples that we wish to help them. And we must keep that confidence, for we will be returning again every so often to check on the progress that has been made. We hope it will be a clean sweep. After reports have been written, tests made, the village sprayed, we move on to the next village and the one after that. Day after day, our little caravan travels slowly after the murderers. I'm happy to say it's becoming more difficult to find her. The lady is slowly vanishing from Lebanon, Greece, the Philippines, India. But it's a time-consuming effort, and this lady, once scorned, is twice as dangerous. We must always be on the alert. You see? Her kind can't easily be eradicated from the earth. She's too persistent, strong-willed. But we will do our best, and in doing so, save millions from the dread of her bite. Just as we tried to stamp out tuberculosis in Costa Rica, malnutrition in Pakistan, hunger and want the world over, we shall keep on pursuing this murderer until a voice is no longer heard on this earth.